Blog Talk Radio.
Like most often, the song ever. I have such a girl crush on Adele.
Oh no! Let me tell you what was really hot is My Little Muddling and Idol Worship was they were slinging and hitting the trees to the beat. So all I hear is ooh, and that's what they're doing.
That's funny. All right, let me introduce the show really quickly. It's May 24th, 2012. And it's Thursday, so that means it is time for our Raw and Ready rendition of Gamer Girls Radio. Woo! You know I like it raw, baby.
Okay, that one was actually perfect.
that was good. I'm Snow White, the effervescent, always...
Cheery.
What the fuck, I don't care. Moving on, we also... I just don't have any description for me tonight, I'm just kind of here. We also have Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle. What's up?
Hi. I am a goddess.
You are a goddess. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. By the way, I need to address one of our people in the chat room. Joe, you going down with Ginger. I'm kicking your ass. I'm kicking Ginger's ass. He thumped one of my muddlings. Ginger set one on fire. Both of y'all going down.
We love you, Corey.
Yeah. And moving on. We also
wow.
Yeah. We also have Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle.
She's
my branded property. Nobody better touch that ass because it's mine.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to be telling some people that.
Send them my way. I will be sure to do that.
I'll create the tattoo tonight.
Damn right. Property of Snow White.
I'll put an apple on it. Wouldn't miss in a bite.
Oh. That's right. We also have a little bit of testosterone up in here. Master Blaster, hey there.
You so undersell that, you know. It's not just a little bit of testosterone. It is
a
fountain
mega
of testosterone.
Load. It's
That's
a
right.
mega fuckload
Thank
of
you.
Testosterone.
Thank you. Do not undersell it. Thank
I
you.
I will not undersell it anymore. It is a mega fuckload of testosterone.
You're still missing. Ooh. You're missing the porn voice when you say it.
Oh, I have to do. I don't even know if I. You know what? I don't even know if I can manage.
I thought you were talking about me, because if you ever heard guys in porn, they sound really stupid.
They really do.
They do. Oh, yeah, baby, get that. Oh, yeah.
All right, let me try to...
Alrighty, then.
You should see the face I'm making. I'm like, really?
Let me see if I can manage it. Hang on. I don't even know if I can.
Do it. Do it. Do it, baby.
I'm just not even in the mood. All right, hold on.
Because when does being in the mood have to do with anything?
Girl,
right.
Sometimes it gets really, really good when I'm horny, and I'm horny pretty much all the time, but I'm just not today. It's just a mega fuckload of testosterone.
That works.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Something is wrong with you people.
There's so much wrong with this.
It's so wrong, it's right.
Okay, let me pass my peoples a link or two, because I'm hoping they brought other topics to talk about, but this is what I want to talk about. Mainly, we save this because we have Blaster on the show.
I always bring topics, whatever.
Well, no, not because of that, because it's a topic that's supposed to apply directly to you. And I saw your comments earlier in the week, so I was not able to answer, you know, why. But I did see. So I wanted you to address that there. And we'll pop that in the chat room in just a minute.
Oh, my God, what the hell ever.
Yeah. It's an interesting topic. Don't be sorry. You know, this is what we come for. This is what they come to hear. This is what people came to see. Look, everybody's reading real quick. I guess I should share the chat room. Hello, Horace. It's about damn time you made it.
Yeah, so pretty much this book blames game and porn addiction for the demise of men.
Demise of guys? I didn't even know we were, like, endangered. This is interesting.
Apparently you are an endangered species.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You better treasure me, Corey.
Damn those video games. Damn them.
Could be extinct by the end of the year, according to this article.
Oh.
Just saying. So, the demise of guys, why boys are struggling and what we can do about it. Parents say video games and porn lead to arousal addiction, where the addict craves new experiences as opposed to traditional addiction, where a user looks for the same experience repeatedly. Isn't that marriage?
Ah, ha, ha.
I don't know. It just sounds like it. I'm just saying.
This whole book is an oxymoron. First he says, oh, the porn is getting you hypersexualized and the video games is making you not be sexualized enough. So which one is it?
Which one is it, damn it? Tell us, damn it.
See, I think it's just, you know what, people are just trying to find fucking scapegoats. They really are. It's pissing me off.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like scapegoats. Scapegoats, they divert attention away from something I've done wrong. I love them.
Okay. Now, looking at this, would you say you fall into these two categories they've created, Blaster? I'm going to put the guy on the spot.
What two categories?
Are you oversexed or undersexed?
I think I would say I'm under, and you guys better do a damn thing about it. Seriously. I'm married. That was not subtle. I'm just saying, I'm married. What do you expect? I mean, every married man's undersexed. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Now, that is a bold-faced lie right there.
I'm going to duck because I know the controller is coming straight for his head.
No, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the two are kind of mutually exclusive in my opinion. I mean, when I'm feeling a little bit, you know, randy, I'm not feeling like playing video games. I'm feeling like going out and getting some, right? But when I'm feeling like, you know, a little bit of ultra violence, I turn on the video game machine and I go at it. I mean, I think they're mutual. This is not Clockwork Orange. I mean, sex and violence are not that closely tied together in my opinion.
They are for me. I want to play my game and I want you to be doing stuff to me at the same time. Work it out.
I can't do that.
Like that recently. That annoying.
Because the game becomes unimportant. Sorry,
I've seen pictures of that recently with girls. Yes, guys laugh while they're gaming, whatnot.
Yeah. No. I had other pictures in my mind. I'm holding the controller, so you figure the rest out.
Ooh, very nice.
And yes, the game will become very important. Ooh, I slipped that word in. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it is nighttime. I can say it. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, I don't know. To me, when that starts going down, when you start going down that path, gaming kind of. I forget all about the game I'm doing. And I've tried it. Like, I thought it was, like, the ultimate combination of pleasure. It's like sitting in bed and eating a sandwich. It's, like, two of the best things put together, right? But it's not. To me, it's extremely mutually exclusive. I start getting in the mood. I'm putting the controller down. I'm paying attention to what's in the room with me as opposed to what's on the computer screen.
Ginger, your opinion? From a woman's point of view.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm the gamer in my relationship. So, I mean, are we talking about do the games and whatnot make me?
We were completely left out in the book, but do you think that the games are affecting your sex drive? Are you looking at porn and going, ooh, 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 and then 5 seconds later playing the game and going, I don't feel like doing any sex. I'm just going to play.
No. Because, see, those moods come up, the controller gets set down, and, yeah, he gets flopped. So, yeah.
See, Horace, I feel you on that one.
Or he finds the perfect way to distract me, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I know I said I was going to do this dungeon, but, yeah. My bad.
Well, a few months ago, we got that report that says, women gamers don't like sex or something like that they said.
Oh, hell no. I like sex.
Have they even listened to this show?
I know. I like sex.
I just told y'all I need to mix it up.
I mean, I'm a fucking whore. Come on now. Really?
I wouldn't call you a whore.
I'm a slut. Sorry, I don't get paid for it.
That's better. Yeah, that's better. Yes.
I'm a picky slut, but I'm a slut.
I myself am a tart, as I was called earlier today, so I'll take it.
Nice.
A tart.
I was called a tart earlier today.
Wow, that's a really ancient insult. I mean, who told you that? Like, your grandmother?
No, I will not tell you who, and I will not tell you why, but I will tell you I was called a tart earlier today.
Who?
What did I just say?
You said you'll tell me who, but you won't tell me
why. I will not tell you who or why. At least I don't care. I will tell you.
Okay. All right.
She'll tell us later, because, you know, she's a dirty slut like that.
Apparently. She's a dirty tart, is what she is.
Oh, yeah. So what does that make Ginger? If I'm the slut, she's the tart. What's Ginger?
I'm the good little girl. What the hell are y'all talking about?
Bitch, please.
I don't do nothing.
Okay, y'all see my message. There you go. And that's why I got called a tart. You tart.
I see.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do nothing. Nothing that was caught on tape anyway.
So I have a question for you three.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. See?
The question is, I've been kind of hitting the games as they've been coming out in the big trends, like Diablo 3 just popped out a little while ago.
Oh, by the way, before you continue, there's a message that was sent to you from Z about Diablo.
Oh, was there?
And she said to tell you.
Oh, you hear that? Oh, was there?
Yeah, and she said to tell you.
Blaster.
She said to tell you, oh, hell no. And
what?
You can, I don't know. That was a comment. I'm just passing messages, man.
I don't even know what the context of that is.
It had to do with Diablo.
I know, but that is still a hell no what.
Look,
I'm
just a messenger.
All right. Well, going back to that, I have been playing a lot of Diablo, so I've been heads down, but I haven't really, there's nothing right now that I'm kind of looking forward to beyond Diablo. I mean, I don't see any other games on the horizon. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to that's going to be coming out soon?
No. Other than, well, you know our ones we like, Salem.
Yeah, I was thinking, we do have a couple that we're looking forward to.
Well, with Salem, you know what? Honestly, even though we're doing the preview this weekend for Guns of Icarus, I don't really know much
about
it.
Wait a minute. Why is that game familiar to me?
Guns of Icarus? Because it's from...
No. I think I've played it.
No.
Well, it's brand new, so I don't know how you... it's not out yet, actually.
Okay, well, hold on here. Hold on, Pookie. I've got Guns of Icarus in my Steam list.
Yeah, but it's not out yet.
Oh, you know, oh.
You have a beta probably. That
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I reviewed that game. Oh, I eviscerated that game. Okay.
Yeah, you got a beta. Whatever the newer one is, we're supposed to be checking out this weekend. Whatever, when it's the more completed version is what we're told. I have no idea if it is.
Well, did you know Max Payne came out during the same time as Diablo?
Yeah.
I have not even heard of anything about that.
I thought it was coming out much later, but it's gotten good reviews. It's been number one. When we did the charts Monday, it was number one.
Interesting.
Played over the weekend. And Diablo actually was number nine, I think. Wasn't it?
Really? That's interesting. Was it the Always On DRM that's been hammering it, or...?
I don't know. Diablo and Minecraft have been taking a real beating this week.
Mm.
And Minecraft, we told y'all Minecraft wasn't going to work.
No.
Y'all would just listen to us. We told you it was not going to work.
Nobody ever listens to us, though.
But did you guys even, I mean, like I said, Max Payne came out as one of the highly anticipated, you know, sequels.
Nobody cares. I told you that when we talked about it a few weeks ago. You were like, I'm looking forward to checking it out. I'm sure it's good, but it's another Max Payne. We need some new franchises, is what the problem is.
I don't know about that. I loved Max Payne. Max Payne was the favorite of mine.
Wait, speaking of new franchises, okay, we actually talked about this morning, or we mentioned it this morning and said we're probably going to talk about it tonight. The guys at Bungie teamed up with Activision, and they signed them to some kind of weird thing that's like a really bad record deal where they have to make, how many games was it?
I do not remember.
Like four games, and each with three sequels, and then they also have to make DLC for each incarnation, and they get paid this much, that much, and they can't. But the catch is they can't be late with any of it, and it's over the next 10 years.
See, that's just asking for issues. That is just asking for some serious issues. Yeah, we want you to do this, but you can't be late on any of it, even though it's a video game, and we know damn well that, you know, video games get pushed back all the time. And should be pushed back half the time. Should be pushed back more than they are, usually. I mean, hello, Final Fantasy, what was it, 12?
Uh-oh.
30? 40?
23?
Yeah.
You really want me to get started on Final Fantasy?
I know. That's what I said.
Oh, my God. I want to friggin' just get...
I just want to know when the Final Fantasy is actually going to be final, because it needs to be. It's not.
They are totally ruining the whole fucking franchise, and I'm fucking pissed off because that fucking MMO fucking pissed me off. Fuck it.
Ooh.
Sorry.
She's a little upset.
That's a lot of fuck drop bombs, you know?
Tiny bit upset, yeah.
Now, what do y'all think about this deal? You think Bungie's going to be able to pull out? If you don't know who Bungie is, they're the people, the guys that made Halo, at least some of those who are left anyway who made Halo, because a lot of them have gone on to do other things. Some of them at Blizzard, actually. Wait a minute.
Blizzard,
I think...
ruin them.
But, okay, wait a minute. I think I have I have the actual list here. Okay, so they have to make... The game title currently is being called Destiny, or Destiny's property, also referred to as Tiger. These are going to be MMs, which is massively multiplayer, client-based mission structures with persistent elements, sci-fi, fantasy, action shooter games. Also, major downloadable content expansion packs are required for each of the four games named Comet, codenamed Comet, along with a smaller interstitial DLC. The first game, Destiny 1 in the series, is due out next year in the fall. And then you have Destiny 2, 3, and 4 being released every 2 years, and the major expansion packs for Comet, called Comet 1, in the even number years. The platform, they're saying they're supposed to begin with Xbox 360 or the Xbox 720, as it's being called. And they said also ports for PlayStation 3, versions for PS4 as well, and PC are also planned if they agree on the technical case. Also, here's the killer. They cannot work with anybody else that's not on this set approved list, okay? People that are already on the list that they cannot work with is Valve, Epic, and Gearbox.
Wait, why can't they work with Valve, Epic, or Gearbox? Especially Valve.
Yeah, you'd have to ask them that. I think that's the stupidest decision ever. I mean, we rib you about Steam, but to be blocked from working with Valve and Epic is idiotic from jump. The contract that they signed is going to give them $2.5 million a year as long as Bungie remains on schedule. Do y'all see the train wreck that's coming here?
Huge, huge train wreck.
Yeah, it means they're gonna meet their scheduled date regardless of the content of the game or of the quality of it. They're just gonna.
Wait! I left out another key component. It has to get a 90% or better score on GameRankings.com in addition to that schedule. Yeah, sure.
How is that even possible to control? I mean, you can release the best game ever, or let's say Diablo 3, and it can have all these DRM issues that cause a lot of people, like I said last week, to be really pissed off and to really hammer the game on that, right? I mean, how can you control that?
You can't. This is why I said, Bungie, you know what? Y'all are a bunch of cute guys that work at Bungie. Stupid. Eye candy.
Ethan calls you stupid.
I have to say this to you, but they haven't really been innovative. Nope. They have never been really that innovative. They just continue to basically beat the same horse. They pulverized it, essentially.
Well, I don't say I always thought. I know for a fact it had a lot to do with them being with Microsoft. But I would think, now that they were out on their own, they would not lock themselves into something. This is worse than anything Microsoft had them do. Forget that you had to make, you know, four Halos. This right here is death warrant. If what if the lead developer gets sick and dies or something and you can't meet your deadline? You got funerals to go to. God forbid that happens. But what if he gets sick, or he gets the flu, or, you know, he has to have a leg amputated, and he's out of work for, a couple of months, and you fall behind schedule? This is not something, as you say, it's not foreseeable. You can't control that. You can't control the score. You can't control any of this. It was stupid to get into this whole deal. I don't understand.
Leg amputation. I'm so glad you went there with that.
I like to throw in, a little for instances. Extreme for instances.
Yeah, very extreme.
Horace says it should be called the Activision Brief.
That's right. Well, being somebody that works in the software industry, I can tell you something, at least. What's going to end up happening is when they start reaching that deadline date, they are going to cut scope, and they are going to cut features, which is, you know, mm-hmm. for scope, right? And they're going to, if anything's not working, they're going to release it as is, if it's going to take too long to fix, and if they're going to miss their deadline. That's what's going to end up happening.
And gamers are going to suffer. Gamers are going to suffer. Everybody's going to get a horrible game.
And then what ends up happening is if they release something that is a half-baked mess, it's going to get hammered in the reviews, which means they're going to break their contract anyways. Maybe they want to break their contract. Maybe they want to do a one and done and then move on to something else. I don't know.
Yeah, but they don't get their $2.5 million. And the bonuses they're offering, they won't get a damn dime.
Although I'm sure they get paid for one of the games. They have to get paid for what they release. Not the whole. I mean, they'll lose all the bonuses and crap, and they'll lose the rest of the contract, but at least they'll get something, I'm sure. Maybe that's all they're banking on. It's possible.
There's a lot of comments on this particular article. Yeah. Some people are complaining that we all should know about it. And this is another person who's a level designer at another company. I have to agree with him. Here's the other thing that nobody has thought about or we didn't mention. So you have these companies you're refusing to work with, Activision, Valve and all these people, Epic. You just basically gave them ammo. Now, we like to not throw around the word corporate espionage or words, but...
Ooh, those are big words. Ooh, harsh words.
Oh, you're not going to work with me. Oh, you're ramping up this wonderful game. Oh, let's send this cute girl over here and ask her if she wants to be a secretary. Let her go in and accidentally delete everything off the server. Oops, I'm sorry.
Ouch.
I'm just saying.
You know, I mean, Valve's come across this in the past with, you know, for instance, Origin and the whole EA not wanting to work with them anymore on anything. And, you know, Valve's philosophy's been, hey, we know we're good at what we do. We're not threatened by that. And if they ever change their mind, they're welcome to come to Steam. And I think that's probably the same way that Valve's going to react to this news. I don't know about Epic. I mean, the head of Epic is pretty known for his rants. So I'm pretty sure he'll have a couple choice words to say about that, but he probably doesn't even care either. I mean, he probably is going to say something nasty about how the Halo series is just the same old damn thing. But of course, Epic's guilty of that too, right? But he'll be the first one to come out and say something, I'm sure.
Well, you also have the fact that Activision is in a bitter battle with somebody else who's suing them. So, again, I'm looking at how you going to pay these people how you going to pay them? You can't. I don't even budget. Wow, this is a big mess. It's gonna be bad.
Yep.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's gonna be a nightmare. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Bungie, I love you. You made my favorite game in the whole entire world. You did.
You beat that horse until Ginger liked it just right. That's what you did.
Yes. Beat the horse harder, baby.
What?
Right.
You know what? I don't even want to know. I can barely hear Ginger, and all I heard was something about beating off a horse. I don't even know.
That's not. Okay, that's close enough to what she said, and it's funny. I like it.
So this morning, Corey, we talked about the whole New York politicians wanting to ban anonymous internet comments.
Oh, yeah.
The real ID thing.
No, actually, this is more about that they just don't want people to be able to comment on anything political without putting their name to it, more or less. The bill is from Jim Conte. He claims it would eliminate mean-spirited and baseless political attacks and turns the spotlight on cyberbullies by forcing them to reveal their identity.
Stop being such a dripping wet cunty. Seriously.
Hey, nothing wrong with dripping wet cunt.
Except when they're bitching online and they're a political figure and they're bitching on the TV or the radio.
Now, I don't know if I really agree with this, because sometimes people are taking up for other people anonymously for fear that they're going to get their own asses chewed out by these bullies.
Yeah.
I think it's just, this is a getcha thing, right? It's like, if people are saying anonymous things, I'm going to find out who it is, and it's the other campaign, ha-ha, news story, other campaign is online saying bad things about me. Yeah, that's all it is. It's just that's all this is. They have no desire to protect us. They're just protecting their own asses.
That's still schoolyard, though. That is so.
That is totally so schoolyard.
Welcome to politics in this country.
That is dumb.
If they would actually, you know what? It's funny.
And if I want to troll you, I should be able to troll you. Damn it!
So if the funny thing is,
sports,
if it was like China, you know, China, they actually start fighting out on the floor. You just let our politicians do that. Who cares what people are saying? We'd be watching politics and paying attention because you all would be scrapping. You ever watch them when they go to I forget what it's called. It's Parliament, China, whatever they're when they go on the floor, their government. They actually get into fights and throw things and yell and scream.
You know.
But this shit gets done, is what I'm saying. Nobody's, you know, when it's over, they've gotten the shit done. It's hashed out. Maybe
you know, politics is already like wrestling too much. I mean, if you start letting them actually hit each other, then it's just going to be just like wrestling. I mean, they get up on TV.
People might actually pay attention then.
Well, they get up on TV and they say really nasty things about each other, and then they go out to dinner with each other the next night. I mean, it really is wrestling. It's just minus the hitting. Seriously.
I want to see a little hitting.
I am with you.
Wouldn't that have been funny to see Obama hit, what's his name, John McCain? Shut up, old man.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know, John McCain's been through enough already, seriously.
No, I don't mean it in that context. I'm just saying it would have been funny. Just picture it in your head if they could have had a debate. Shut up, old man.
I'm just saying, or could have ended up like Happy Gilmore. That would have been really bad.
Oh, or even better, Hillary Clinton.
I'm pretty sure Hillary, as a... scary as she is, could take Obama. I'm just
that's what I'm saying.
Scary.
Hillary wears the balls in that relationship.
She so does. Good Lord.
Could you imagine her throwing her stiletto at Obama?
Yes.
What'd you say about me? Wham!
Yeah, that's why Clinton was looking for some strange, because she has bigger balls than he does. I'm serious.
Oh, don't say that about my Clinton. I love that man.
He is funny.
I don't have any problem with Bill Clinton at all. No problem at all.
I love that man.
He's funny.
Bill,
I love you too, Corey.
You ain't love me like you did, Monica. I'm mad. I want to be loved like Monica.
Would you hold my cigar?
Well, alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
That is just kind of scary, is what that is.
I've
never found him hot, ever. So
I have never. No. No.
Kind of creepy.
Who?
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
Oh, you all are weird anyway.
I'm not weird. I'm perfectly normal.
Okay, you're normally weird. Just as
me
for run for president. You know what? You don't want us president.
Oh, they totally do. That'd be awesome. Topless Tuesdays.
No, we don't want us president.
Topless Tuesdays.
Did you see us coming into Congress and they're arguing? Okay, you know what? All y'all are going to stop it. Just sit your ass. Sit down. Ginger and I would declare ourselves a monarchy.
Yeah, that would be awesome, though.
Yes. Hey, wait a minute. Where the fuck am I? I don't want to be the fucking jester.
Who said you'll be the jester? You run China.
Oh,
when we take it over.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be like Hunger Games.
We get banned Australia.
Fight to the death. Why do I... Wait a minute. Why do I have to have Australia?
Because you
were
so bad
as you found it by criminals.
Oh, goddamn.
Because you like to be on bottom.
That's why.
Really? I can't argue with that, actually. I do like that. When one of you three are on top, I mean, I'm all up
for that. We might all three be on top.
You know what? Actually, I prefer to be on bottom. I'm sorry.
You can be you can rule Antarctica then.
I'm sorry, Horace. I have graduated from a butter knife to a screwdriver. Get better shanking done that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying.
How did we go down this realm, anyways?
I have no idea.
Because this is
how
we
all talk about anonymous, and you know how anonymous is. They do it for the lol, so we do it for the lol. And
right.
Is that how we got here?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how would this affect anonymous if they could? Well, I'm sure they find a way to be anonymous anyway.
Oh my God! You know they could just make up fake identities. It's not that fucking hard.
What I want to know is who, especially these small websites, because anybody is going to be forced to police their own website and delete any anonymous comments.
Right.
Who has the time for that?
Oh, that means you have too much control over my website, and that's not going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
this is a pipe dream. It's never going to happen. You know what it is? It's just to make the news. It's just to get your name out there. It's free publicity in election season. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's always good. Election season gets your name out there as being stupid.
Well, you know, to mom and pops and to the people that don't understand technology, he's like, well, that makes a lot of sense. I think that young man deserves my vote.
Did you really
that's
just
a nice accent.
He really did just go with that accent.
Did you really just do that?
That's how I imagine mom and pop voter. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Mom and pop voter. I think we should go ahead and adopt that. Mom and pop voter.
I'm just saying, they don't understand technology, so they think that's a great idea, right? I mean, they have to provide that. They have to provide some sort of identification wherever they go and whatever they do. So why should the internet be any different according to mom and pop voter? I mean, think about it.
I can see your point.
Okay.
However, we don't want mom.
Oh, she couldn't resist. She had to find something wrong.
Well, no, we don't. That's a whole other issue on the internet. People, mom and pop voters shouldn't be on the internet in the first place.
No. I think they're the ones that you're talking about that should have the license to use.
Yeah, they need a license to show that they are safe and you don't have to watch your grandparents when you put them on the internet. Because they're the ones who, the lady texted me and said when I came to the website to give her my credit card number, and I did, and now I don't have any money in my account. I bought those shoes online for my grandbaby, and then, you see how that goes? Ma'am, why did you give her your credit card number? Well, she said she needed it to access my account. Okay, do you have an account at this website?
Yeah.
No.
That's why if I don't know your website, because I will admit, I order the strangest things off the internet. I mean, I've ordered parts to fix an AC, to a car, to some tires that aren't made anymore. But anyway, point is, when I'm buying from these companies that I don't personally know, I do searches for them. I check the Better Business Bureau.
You are not a little old lady. See how you're presenting those points? We're talking about little old
ladies. How can you
ladies.
Be that dumb? Oh.
It's not dumb. It's just they grew up in a different era.
Exactly. When you get to be 80, your grandkids will be laughing at you saying, Grandma, how come you're so dumb? You don't know how to do blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just,
why can't you cook me a roast ginger? Damn it.
Why can't you use the hydrator and cook the You know what I say? How come you can't use the hydrator and make dinner?
I want it in the oven, though, the oven, Ginger. I want it in a gas oven, damn it.
I would be screwed then because I don't know how to do one in an oven.
Now you know how your grandparents feel on the internet. Thanks.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Exactly.
So it's
not
good.
For your
I got Google. I could figure it out.
Hold on a second. Let me look out my window. Wait. No, it's not a full moon. I don't know why we're agreeing tonight. This is weird.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Well, see, what was it? Last week we were all edgy. This week we're all kind of laid back like, yeah, what's up? How you doing?
All right. We're all like, it's the end of the week. We're just kind of...
What you doing? How you doing?
Yeah.
You hear about this creaky jerk in Japan who was arrested for taking under-the-skirt photos of women at a theme park, and he tried to blame video games.
Wow.
Okay,
wait,
I gotta hear the correlation. Please.
Yeah, on April 30th, a 38-year-old Osaka City bureaucrat was arrested. He's a bureaucrat, mind you. Was arrested for taking upskirt photos of a young 20-something-year-old woman at Universal Studios Japan. He apparently hid a small camera in a paper shopping bag to get his snaps. This isn't the first for the Osaka employee. In 2006, he was arrested at a supermarket for taking peeping pics and was suspended from work for 2 months. Here's a quote. It wasn't that I forgot I was arrested for taking peeping Tom photos. It's just that taking them was like playing a video game, he said.
Taking them was like playing a video game.
I guess this is where the whole, like, sex and video games kind of correlation comes in. Like, those people wrote that book on.
I want to watch Leisure Suit Larry.
I think he's trying to say that it was exciting to him, and he got some sort of thrill out of it, not necessarily a sexual thrill, but just a thrill out of doing something he wasn't supposed to do. It's kind of like leveling up, I guess, for him. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I think he needs to stop smoking the crack. Do they have crack still in Japan?
They have crack, but it's sold in a vending machine. And it comes in a pair of panties that you may or may not want to be sniffing.
Oh, no.
I went.
My brain exploded. Thank you. Pink,
Lester, why you
don't
work? Lester, why you don't work?
You know, from his, but I, again, I have to say, reading this article at first, I was like, what the hell is he talking about, right? But then I got to thinking about it. I mean, there is kind of like, there is a thrill that I feel as a gamer when I level up, like in Diablo or in other games that I currently am playing or may not be playing. And I can understand that, you know? So I guess, I mean, I've never wanted to break the law, but I've never really done anything seriously wrong to break the law, but I'm sure there's some sort of thrill involved in that. And that way, it's kind of very similar to video games. It's the rush you get from doing something. It's not necessarily, you know, of course later on he's probably, you know, feverishly masturbating the pictures he's taking, but at the point that he takes them, it's not really a sexual thing. It's getting away with it. It's a thrill, right?
So you're saying what we need to do is cut him?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that he's not really blaming video games. I think he's just saying there's a correlation. He feels the same way a gamer does when they level up, I think is all he's trying to say. I think it's sensationalism to put that in the headlines that he's trying to blame video games. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I got some other news for y'all.
Mm-hmm. I don't want
any more. No argument on that?
No.
I tell you. Wait, hold on a second. Nope.
38 Studios.
Yeah, I just saw that.
You saw, yeah.
38 Studios? What about 38 Studios?
Well, we've been talking about them all week. They've been having issues all week, and finally they just said about 5 hours ago, which I just see popping up now, we're just going to close.
Really?
We're just going to close.
Sorry, we screwed up. We suck.
The statement is the company has experienced an economic downturn to avoid further losses and possibility of retrenchment. The company has decided that a company-wide layoff is absolutely necessary. These layoffs are non-voluntary and non-disciplinary.
What is retrenchment?
Official note. I don't know. It means we don't want to have to file for bankruptcy and lose.
Mean they don't have to go out and dig any trenches to bury the bodies of the developers they can't pay? I mean, what is that?
We come up with some interesting words trying to avoid saying bankruptcy. Just say it. Retrenchment is a new one, though. I want to say this is just a UK thing, but they don't call theirs bankruptcy either. They call it administration. You've gone into administration. I was like, that sounds to me like something good. Is it bad?
Yeah.
I think something used to happen to my car. Sorry, go ahead.
What'd you say, Ginger?
I said, no, that would never sound good to me.
Administration?
I don't care. Either way, anything that has anything to do with anybody else taking care of my stuff, taking over my stuff, no. That does not sound good.
Well, they say the entire staff has been laid off. Some of them are complaining they have not received a paycheck since April 30th. And they found out on the 15th that they were not getting paid. When the checks did not hit their accounts, their medical insurance is running out tonight at midnight. And one of them says he found out when his wife is pregnant and was told by her doctor this week that they were, yeah. They're saying that the company has not communicated anything concrete to the team through this process, leaving you all to figure out what you're going to do.
And that kind of that blows chunks. That really does.
It does.
But
it does.
There are other more stable industries in the software development. I have to say. I mean, you go into video games. I'm not trying to be cold here, now mind you. That was really wrong. The company should have kept them more, you know, informed of the trouble that they were having. But when you go into video game development, you know, you're taking a big risk. You really are, because they're a lot more stable, like medical software, you know, business software. They're a lot more stable software industry that this doesn't happen on a regular basis to.
Well, it doesn't have to happen at all. It's kind of the same thing we were talking about with Bungie. I see this happening with Bungie if they don't meet a deadline. If you don't meet one deadline, Activision is already in trouble with whoever else they're fighting with, and they're being sued for money. Was it Xbox? I can't remember who this week. We've been talking about them so much.
Xbox is being sued. They're not allowed to release.
No, I mean, who was suing Activision? Somebody is actually suing Activision itself. So they have to pay them. Whoever sued them is getting the money, and then they signed this big deal with Bungie. So either one of two things is going to happen. Bungie's going to miss a deadline and not get their money, or Activision's going to get sued and not have the money to pay Bungie in the first place. So all this, we're going to pay $2.5 million type of things. I think we got some nerds whose pocket protectors are too big for their pockets or something. I don't know. But you guys need to tone it down. This is getting out of hand. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, we compete with the movies a lot, you know, with movies, but you can't really compete with them in the same way. big budget doesn't always make the biggest game. Look at Rovio with Angry Birds. They didn't spend a whole ton of money to make Angry Birds. They're making a lot of money. They aggravate the hell out of us, the amount of money they make in making Angry Birds. But still, you know, you have to take in consideration. Try to cut costs when you're making the game. You don't need $2.5 million. You know, try to make a small game and keep your people in the black.
Exactly. No, but 38 Studios all the way around just totally did this wrong. I mean, and then what was it earlier this week? They wrote a check.
For
$1.5 million and handed it over to whoever. And then we're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we don't actually have this money at all.
Yeah.
Which
we
is
don't
highly
got
illegal. If we did that, we send our happy asses in jail. That is nuts. And I don't understand how this got so bad. I mean, how... I don't get it. How do you get to the point where you have no money, you're not telling your employees anything, you're lying to the state and the banks that loaned you money? How does it get that bad? Is this just poor management? Yeah. That's just a nightmare. Totally a nightmare.
Especially for the guy whose wife is pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel bad for him. I hope somebody steps in and does something for these people.
They need to. They need to be able to get, wrangle the money out of these people somehow.
Yeah. By the way, GameAndMatrix.com, we got jobs up. Totally plug it. Shameless plug.
Oh, God. We got some bad stuff going on this week. I feel bad for people. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
We got some bad stuff. We got some stupid stuff. Did you see this other one that came up after we left? And I'm going to read this in the morning, too, but... Florida man arrested for tying up 4-year-old to play video games. Yeah. He's been charged with child abuse for tying his 4-year-old girl up with rope so he could play video games.
Okay, wait a minute.
Back
up. He tied
up
with rope and left in the kitchen while he was playing video games.
Okay, no. Go ahead, because she's like... I heard the sharp intake of breath, like...
Oh, no. Hey, look, now this is what pisses me off, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you this, because I'm really pissed off, okay? I cannot have children, all right? I'm going to go ahead and lay that out there right there. I can't have kids. So seeing motherfuckers who treat their kids like this, I just want to take the child away, be like, you, asshole, don't deserve this child. All right? Mm-hmm. Give them to someone who will take care of the child and make the child actually feel like they're worth something. But if all your parenting skills amount to is tying your child up in the fucking kitchen while you're playing fucking video games, you seriously need to find someone else to take care of that little girl. Because God knows she is just scarred for fucking life. You motherfucking asshole. I swear to God, if I ever saw him in real life, I would stab him in the eye with a fucking pencil.
That's hot.
Here's what I don't get, okay? And I know, I don't understand. Okay, and y'all know, I have baby nature. It's real easy. How old was the little girl?
4.
4. Okay, when baby nature was 4, she thought she was playing. You put a controller in her hand. It doesn't have to be plugged in or have batteries in it because they don't know the difference at 4. And you just play. And it's at 8 o'clock, or excuse me, 7, is it 7 o'clock when they're 4? Yeah, you put the little booger to bed, and then you have your fun. You can stay up the whole night. Why do you have to tie them up in the kitchen?
You don't. Being lazy.
Why would you tie up? Why would you tie up?
I don't know. Apparently the mother had gone to the gym and left the child with him while she was at the gym, and he decided he wanted to play video games, and yeah.
And he's still living because if I came home...
Oh, he's in jail right now, charged with child abuse.
He wouldn't make it to jail.
Also told police that she had been tied up before.
Oh. Let me see how this conversation would go. Come in. Hey, where's baby Natrix? Oh, she's tied up in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Shing. This is me pulling my knife. Uh-huh. You tied her up because she could play. Oh, that's nice. Stab. No.
That bus would not make it to the jailhouse. It'd be intercepted A-team style halfway there.
Yes. Why would you do that? Just let them play with you. Oh, God.
Well, you know what? You know, it's not really that hard to find something to amuse a four-year-old while you're doing something else. It's really not. You may have to actually, I don't know, gasp, walk away from the game every time that it checks on the child that you brought, that you gave life. But what the fuck? It's your child. Okay?
I'll play when they go to sleep.
Cupcake. Go take care of your kids.
Or play when they go to sleep, because that's what I have to do.
Oh, it makes me so pissed.
Then you have free, uninterrupted, unfettered time. And if you, again, if you let them play with the controller for a while, you are creating a lovely next-gen gamer. By the time they are six, and I can attest to this personally, they will sit down and play with you, or they will sit beside you and yell. And most everybody who's had the privilege of playing with me on Xbox has heard Baby Natrix yell in the background, "Shoot him! Shoot that dude!" So, and she's an advanced student, I'd like to brag. Yes. So violence in video games works for some kids, but, you know, so it's not hard. I don't understand the whole concept of having to tie up the child. You don't need to be a father. He's one of those ones that I was telling, Ginger and I were talking this morning, China's going to chemically castrate this guy for being a pedophile. Yeah, when you do stuff like that, you need to be chemically castrated. You don't deserve to have any more kids. That's it for you. You're done. You created you're one and done.
Yeah.
And you need to be branded on your arm.
Mm-hmm. No, on the fucking forehead.
I just like the idea of just sending them straight to the moon or the sun or, you know, somewhere there's a lack of oxygen.
I'm all for being able to, for constant punishment is what I am. Constant. Every time I see you, I want to be like, fucker, you tied up your baby.
That's what I'm saying. Brand them on the fucking forehead.
All right, well, here's a better idea. How about we just bury them and we keep their head outside the sand, you know?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Can we throw fire ants on them every now and then?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Cover his head in honey and let the ants go, fucker.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God, it pisses me off. You have no idea. I just would have wrapped my hands around his throat and squeezed.
And this has happened more than once. And she apparently had markings from it. All right, I'm mad at him, and I know the mom was at the gym. She wasn't there, but this has apparently happened before. And if she has markings now, she probably had markings before. Why didn't you step in and stop this? Why did you again leave your child with this idiot?
I think, again, chemical castration. I'm agreeing with the branding, and we should bury to the neck up. Although the guys in the room are like, you would come up missing.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jay, yes, I've done that often with baby. I've known you for a while, Jay. You've probably heard her beside me. I give her a controller with no. I used to give her a controller with no batteries. Now she's like, there's no batteries in here. How am I kill these zombies? How am I do it? This controller don't work. Click, click, click. It doesn't work. There's no batteries in here. It's too light. So, but that's fun. That right there is big fun. Did I cut out?
No.
Like my nostrils are flared.
Okay, we're going to move on.
We're going to get together, and we totally torture this guy.
Okay, I'm going to move on. Hold up. Let me move y'all on, because we got to talk about this one, because this is something that affects a lot of us as gamers. We talked about this morning as well. The copycat apps that are making it onto the App Store. What the fuck are you doing over there at Apple?
Your trained monkeys are failing. How about that?
Okay, so somebody's gotten fined €50,000 for putting up malicious Android apps, and not just Apple, because I call them out, because they do it a lot more than I've seen it done on the Android store. Copycat, Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm.
How does this make it?
No idea. It's because whoever they hired to, I don't know, watch this, make sure that this doesn't happen, is slacking.
I mean,
and you have to admit, as many apps that are submitted every day, you're going to miss a few. But seriously, Angry Birds? Everybody knows Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're saying this particular instance happened on Android, and then they're trying to say, well, unlike Apple and BlackBerry, the apps do not go through an approvals process. You know what? Fuck that, because I have run across some apps on the Apple Store that I would be mad if I paid for those bitches, because they don't do anything. You download it, and then it just never loads. And then I go and I read the comments, and they're like, oh, I paid $5. It never loaded. And I'm like, how the fuck did this get on the App Store?
Well, didn't I hear that particular company was ordered by a judge to go ahead and pay everybody back?
Yes, and a fine and all kinds of other things.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, that's just a lesson right there.
They're not learning their lesson. They're not learning their lesson, and they're not protecting the consumers. I mean, keep in mind, most of the apps and stuff that go up on the store is not, it's another whole other Wild West. It's an alternate reality Wild West from the internet. You can't, they don't generally want to give reviewers your codes. Do you know how hard that I have to argue with people in the mornings to give us codes for Android games and stuff like that? They're like holding on to them for dear life. I understand why, because Apple charged them an arm and a leg, but
yep.
Still, them not getting at least a reviewer looking at their game means they get over on people. Case in point, that damn zombie simulator that they gave me. This guy was playing it up. Oh, it's a zombie simulator. We wanted to give you codes, and it's going to be the most awesome. It's awesome. And you know what the game does? It's not a game. I want to say that again. You know what it does? Y'all just guess what this thing does.
You eat brains.
No, you don't do anything.
What happens?
You don't do anything? How is that a game?
You
watch,
sound file.
You push a button, and it shows you a zombie outbreak on what's supposed to be a GPS map in your location, but I don't recognize anything I was looking at. And there you have it. You watch the little green or red dots go and take over the red dots take over the green dots, and that's it.
Well, that's
supposed to,
not
like, go
fun.
After red dots or something?
You don't do anything. I just told you what you do. You press a button, and it does this. And
okay, but I'm trying to understand where they got the game.
When you figure this out, you let me know. And they're charging for this on the App Store. And it somehow made it into the game section, which tells me Apple, whatever kind of approval process that you have is fucked up. And I think if I was a person who paid money for this, I would want my money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, there was some kind of copycat game that came out. I think it was like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle copycat game. And it actually said that it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it actually took people's money, and not only was the game not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it was broken. And yet people were able to buy it and use it.
Yes, yes. So I know. I remember exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a cheap game, especially for it being an app. But it makes no sense that Apple is able to get away with this. And I say them because if you're going to insist that you don't use ESRB ratings, you're going to insist that you sell games, but you don't want to be a part of the community that's buying the games, then you should at least make sure the damn things work and that they are actually games. That zombie simulator is nothing but a simulator. And as I had everybody laughing the other morning on the news, I was like, so at best, I can have it in my hand when the real zombie attack comes and say, okay, but according to the simulator, right here may be the hardest hit, but we're really not sure because this is not my actual location. But according to this simulator, right here is the fastest, you know, the fastest acting. So we need to go far away from this spot, wherever this spot may be. This is
sounds dumb, and that sounds like a waste of resources for my phone.
It's on the phone, it's on the iPad, and it was not a great idea, and I cannot believe the guy was giving me code saying here, you know, oh, this is going to be great. We really want you guys to review it. And I'm like, obviously, for one, you don't know who we are. You would not be giving me this, not as bad as it was.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if it was one of those, all right, you know there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. Here's your layout. Two or three buildings within a certain area of you, distance of you, that you have to survive in and see whether or not it works.
Well, see, this is what I thought that was going to happen. You know how you told us about that game that you played with Mini-Natrix? Baby Natrix?
Which one? Oh, Dead Island?
No, no, no. The one where you were outside.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I thought. Yeah, that was a home invasion.
Yeah, I thought that that's what it was kind of like, what you were trying to, with the green dots in your area and stuff.
Yeah, you
that's
had to
what
try
I thought you were talking about.
That's what I thought it was. I had seen it before, and we tried to download it, she and I, and we couldn't get it to download, and I said, maybe I don't have the right version of the iPad. You know, you don't have 2 and 3, some of the new games you can't play. So he sent it over, and I said, okay, well, I guess I can run it, but it's nothing like that. If it were, it would have been absolutely heavenly, you know, to run from, even though we can't see them, but nothing. And here's a link for those of you in the chat room of the little bit of review. It's called The Little Zombie Sim That Couldn't. This is...
Wow.
And you all see the screen there. That's exactly it. That's it. And the screenshots, that's it. If you look at the second screenshot there, it's the buttons. You picked north, southwest, how fast the zombies are, infection time, and how many police, and their accuracy in shooting. And that's all that you actually have control over. The rest of it, it does on its own.
That's not a game.
No, it is not. And that map that you see is the same one for everyone. There's like, oh, put in your location. And it does not trace your GPS location. There's nothing.
That's lame.
That's lame sauce.
Yeah.
But they're selling this is what's scary. They actually sell this. Some people have bought it. And I would
Jay, we need video of that. Sorry.
Is he naked? Yeah. What?
Ooh.
If he is naked, you can send the video to snowwhite@gamergirlsradio.com.
No, he's flying a RC helicopter around the room while listening to us.
You know what? We don't want Jay to send us any more pictures. Let me post Noah Blaster. No,
send me the pictures.
No, did you see what he sent us? You should see what he sent us the other morning. It was a girl with an Oreo.
Oh, man, I just got that out of my head. Oh.
Wait, what?
No,
what?
Let me clarify. Jay, are you listening, honey? I want naughty pictures of you and only you. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Snow can find her own naughty pictures online. She's got the internet. She knows what to do.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, GamePolitics.com, you need to change up your ECA things. And ECA needs to change up their things saying Adam Sessler, host of G4TV. Oh, yeah, we need to get that updated.
Former host. Host emeritus. No, he'd still be with them if he's host emeritus.
He's what?
He would still be with them if he was host emeritus. I said host emeritus. It's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Former host is better. She's former host.
TB's gone.
Mm-hmm.
His sissy self. Anyway. What else you lovely people want to talk about? We got about 5 minutes.
Fluffy cakes.
Somebody
fluffy
got
cakes? Yes, I got a message just then.
Well, okay.
I'm going to have to ask you to put the phone down. Okay.
Well, there's another. I'll tell you what I saw. There's a new MMO coming out called Copernicus. I just want to know something. I feel like, and having been playing World of Warcraft and Cataclysm, the latest expansion, for a little bit, I'm already kind of burnt out on it.
Wait! No, Copernicus. That's with 38 Studios.
Well, I'm trying to. That's a 38 Studios. That's odd because there's an article up here on Kotaku touting leaked screenshots from that game.
Well,
that's coming up.
It's a whole lot of leaking. They're leaking employees, screenshots, money.
Yeah. That was the new MMO that they were working on.
Yes, it is.
It looks like a World of Warcraft clone. So.
Well, that could be why it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But let's get to the broader question of MMOs. I mean, I don't know. Is that like 1990? Is it so 90, or is that so 2000, early 2000s?
MMOs?
Yeah.
No, I just think that
the brand,
what they've been making, all the fantasy is 1990.
Yeah.
I think we need something new.
Trolls and things like that. I'm looking Secret World. That's another one we were looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Secret World because it's set in a modern time. It's also why I like APB. I'm sick of trolls and elves. Also, why I'm looking forward to Salem. Salem is set in Victorian. Victorian. I don't know. Colonial New England.
Colonial time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I couldn't get that out. Colonial. So,
Go ahead.
Complete.
I'm wondering if we aren't getting back to the time where we are coming circle again and we're going to start seeing more hardcore games. Please, PvP games.
PvP crafting is what we need.
They had PvP.
Yes, PvP.
I don't want
crafting.
PvP.
Warhammer Online was complete PvP.
What did you say, Snow?
I don't want PvP. I
Warhammer
want a
Online
hardcore game that I can get in and play and feel like I'm accomplishing something rather than just click, 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 click.
I'm with Snow on that one.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want WoW's click, 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 click. I want Dark Age Camelot. I need
I
to
want
be in this direction. I need to follow this one with this one.
I need
and there
to
are no macros.
Game where I actually have to utilize this gray matter up in my skull. Instead
you
of
did.
Staring
that was the deal.
Blankly
you
at a fucking screen and going, haderp, I guess I'm just going to hit some keys here.
No, see, Dark Age, you had to plan out how you were creating your armor, because otherwise, if you screwed up, you blow up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want.
I love
it. I think Ginger didn't ever do the EverQuest, so she don't have that comparison, but it's just after, so it's close, but it ain't quite dice.
All right, and that music, ladies and gentlemen, means that the show's over. Yeah, you're going to tune in tomorrow to catch, fuck, I can't talk. Or not tune in tomorrow, tune in on Monday, and hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then tune in on Tuesday to hear our Pick Me the podcast, and favorite us if you like us and favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, y'all.
Good night.
Good night,
good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Want to wrap my hands around his throat and just